I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center Hornets soccer team fell last night to River Valley in their final regular season match. The score was 2-1 River Valley. Giovanni Cerna scored the lone goal for the Hornets. The regular season full of goals and full of fun, according to Coach Tom Stadler. The Hornets scored 22 goals over the course of three games. Special thanks to the seniors, the parents, and the fans. And both teams getting ready for the postseason. The Hornets will play River Valley coming up next week in the WIAA tournament. High school soccer from last night elsewhere. Wisconsin Dells a winner against Sugar River. That final score was 3-0. In other action from volleyball, the Richland Center Hornet volleyball team swept Lancaster in a Southwest Wisconsin Conference match. The scores were 25-10, 25-22, and 25-17. With the win, the Hornets are now 7-2 and tied with Platteville for the conference title with one match to play. Richland Center will host Prairie du Chien on Thursday night, while Platteville will travel to River Valley also on Thursday. Two players from Richland Center were sidelined, but the team was able to dig deep. The opening win was led by Soleil Ewing, who had 5 kills and 1 service ace. Danica Pauls had 2 kills and 3 aces in the opener. She went on to have 5 aces in the second set, while Ewing added 5 kills. Ella Weiss and Ava Cosgrove each helped right the ship in the third and final set as the Hornets pulled away and swept Lancaster for the second time this season.
There's Ewing back to the right side. Tidrick for the win. Hey, played by Nemitz, kept live at the net. It caroms, and Nemitz gets it over. Back line, Ewing bumps it to the rafters. Cosgrove left side, and Walsh gets it over. Arrows field it right. They're going to play it in the middle. Quick set. Rutzmacher drives it over. Great hit from the knees by Ewing. Back to the right side. Pulse for the win. Got it. And the Hornets take it in three tonight. 25-17, the final. Danica Pauls with a kill and the exclamation point on game point. And the Hornets win it in three, 25-17, the final.
Hornet head coach Jamie Johnson says the team had to dig deep.
Really proud of how we came out. You know, if you think about it, we're missing fourth of our players that normally play of our eight-person rotation. And can't say enough about our bench who came in, rallied around that cause. Girls were focused. We knew they would come back. Talked about Lancaster's proof program. They've been battling a lot of scores in the 20s, so we knew it'd be close. We lost a little bit of our focus, but that happens in volleyball.
Coach Jamie Johnson says if the team can win Thursday and gain at least a co-conference championship, it would be nice to put that on the banner.
Lately, we just said it in the huddle down there, we're going to have a chance, hopefully, on Thursday to put another number up there. It's been a while. Be the first one with me at the helm, as I've been a part of a lot of those as an assistant, and it would mean a lot to me as well and the girls. I just told them, you can etch your history. You know, that number will never go away. And they have a chance on Thursday night. And all you can ask for is a home game to seal conference. And, we play focused like this tonight. We should be in good shape. There's a lot of emotions. We'll be there Thursday night, senior night, and just other things, going on. So we're excited. Hopefully we can take care of business on Thursday.
I know it was a daunting task at the beginning of the year. We got 5 on the road. But then when you finish up, it doesn't seem that bad because, you've had some home cooking here now.
Yeah, we talked about that right away. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, we could have been demoralized. We could have been played the top three teams in the conference right off the bat. We could have been sitting 0-3, and maybe morale goes down. Maybe they don't work as hard because they feel like they're out of it. But that first win against Dodgeville was huge. Just set the tone and just set the stage. And now, again, we're not having to travel as much. We're getting home quicker tonight, than having to get on a bus ride and travel back. It's a blessing when you look at it that once we got that help last week that we needed from Dodgeville to open up that door for us to finish out with Lancaster and Prairie at home with a great student section. I think it'll be great again on Thursday. And have a chance to bring home that conference title.
Once again, the Hornets win last night 25-10, 25-22, and 25-17. Also in the conference, River Valley fell to Dodgeville 3-1, and Platteville kept pace with the Hornets with a 3-0 sweep of Prairie du Chien. In the SWAL, it was Iowa Grant sweeping Riverdale, Cuba City over Boscobel in 3. And also last night, it was Mineral Point getting a sweep of Darlington. In the Ridge and Valley Conference, it was Ithaca sweeping Lafarge. The Bulldogs have now guaranteed at least a tie for the conference championship with a home match Thursday against Waseca Steuben remaining. Ithaca has never won a league championship in volleyball. Congratulations to Coach Angie Young and the Bulldogs. Keeping pace last night, one match out of the conference top spot, Seneca. They swept Kickapoo last night, 3-0. Waseca Steuben was the winner against Weston. That was 3-1. Shelby Newman led Weston with 10 kills and 5 aces. Valerie Bauer had 13 assists and 18 digs. And Vivian Spencer, 32 digs. The Eagles close out the regular season Thursday when they travel to North Crawford and then get set for the WIAA postseason. In other action from last night, it was Arcadia 3-0 over Viroqua. Royal took Oneewoc Center in 4. Highland wins the Six Rivers Conference title outright, 12-0, with a 3-set sweep over Cassville last evening. It was a win for West Salem over Westby, 3-1. Wisconsin Dells 1-4 over Nakusa, and Mauston 1-4 over Wautoma. Bowling scores from this week's Powder Puff League. Series high belonged to Pine Counseling, 17-88. The runner-up, Morris Heating and Cooling, 17-25. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such had a 16-92. Pine Counseling, a 6-57. Goplin Insurance, 6-18. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 5-96. Tanya Maley had a 5-50 series. Jody Imhoff and Charlene Sailing each had 4-79s. And Barb Wood, a 4-70. Katie Davison, a 202. Tanya Maley, 195, and Tanya had a 186 as well in Powder Puff Bowling. From the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League last night, Jeff Seckman had a 98 over average night with a 722. Travis Bushley had a 692 series. Kevin Genthe, 664. Lucas Lindvig, a 662. Jeff Seckman, a 258 high game. Ethan Hefner, a 257. Lucas Lindvig, a 254. Travis Bushley, a 252. Casey Ewing bowled a 653, 134 over average. The Packers have switched kickers once again. The team announced it has signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus to a one-year contract Tuesday. Incumbent kicker Braden Narveson was released the same day. ESPN reported the move with NFL insider Adam Schefter saying McManus is expected to be kicking for Green Bay Sunday against the Texans. The 25-year-old Narveson was dropped after missing his fifth field goal attempt in 6 games on Sunday. 3 Brewers have been named finalists for Gold Glove Awards. Bryce Terang is a favorite to claim the honor at second base. He's a contender for the Platinum Glove Award, given to the National League's top overall defender. Other Milwaukee finalists are outfielder Blake Perkins and Sal Frelick. The winners will be announced on ESPN on November 3rd. In baseball, last night, Aaron Judge hit a 2-run drive into Monument Park for the first home run of his postseason, and the Yankees beat the Guardians 6-3. To take a 2-0 American League Championship Series lead. Judge, who entered with just one RBI in the playoffs, hit a sacrifice fly in a 2-run second and hit his 14th career postseason home run, a 7th-inning drive. After a day off, Game 3 is Thursday in Cleveland. The action continues tonight in the National League playoffs, the Dodgers playing at the Mets. And Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are finally reunited after more than 2 years of separation and 1 year of speculation, and now they'll try to save the Jets' sinking season. The Jets acquired the disgruntled Adams from the Raiders on Tuesday by sending a conditional third-round pick in next year's draft, which could become a second-rounder as well. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.